Hey guys, and welcome back. This is Jabali with another episode of the Jabodcast. It is currently March 8th, 2022. I always say this episode, I'm sorry. It's been 3 months basically since my last podcast. I did it with Tong Lee, who's actually been officially hired by ESL, the other company I work for, to be a product manager for DreamHack Beyond. So congrats to my buddy. It'd be great if we were working directly on FTC stuff together, which we still talk about every day for CEO and all that, but happy to get his foot officially in the door with a full-time gig. So I'm excited to see what he does with Beyond. It's a product that I worked on with the other DreamHack team, and we kind of made like a virtual reality online convention game. So that's going to change up. We don't know what it's going to become, but excited to work with him directly on that. But the last 3 months been pretty busy for me. And I'm excited to be back in the full swing of things. I've traveled a couple times. So today, just want to kind of recap my first couple months and then go into deep depth of Okeechobee Fest, which was a music and camping festival down in Okeechobee, Florida, about 90-minute drive from where I live in Orlando. And I went with my older brothers and a group of about 30 people and had the time of our lives. And it was something I needed a change of pace. And I've been to the Ultra Music Festivals back in the sadly early 2000s. And I'm a huge EDM fan and, you know, electronic music and hip hop and all that. So it was a great little event that it was in its fifth year. But before I get into that, you know, the years started off pretty good for me. I went to Frosty Faustings as a FGC player. I tweeted out my amazing results. I basically entered like six different games and got, top 16 in multiple of them. Did pretty well for not having any time to really practice or focus. But that was a lot of fun by my friends Mike and Mike that is in Chicago, which was always freezing in January. But I had a great time. My favorite moments were, you know, knowing all the staff, hanging out with the staff. And every time somebody's like, "Are you Jabali?" "Yeah." "Can I get a picture?" And my staff will just be like, "Oh my God," and walk away. So I always love to annoy them with that. And at the end of the event, when everybody was packing up, I was walking by the registration booth and I'm like, "All right, guys, I'm heading to the airport." And a guy just literally sitting down, laying on it, I guess, waiting for his ride out of the event, is like, "Hey, Jabali, can I get a picture?" And everybody like, "Oh my God, did you pay him? How much is Alex paying you?" So that was probably a memorable moment for me, but always great to, you know, still be remembered and appreciated over the last couple of years of streaming and all that. So, but Frosty's was always a great time. It's one of the few events I get to go and just enjoy myself, don't work, network, obviously, play old man games in the arcade area. And I always have a good time. So that was Chicago. That was my first trip of 2022. And then I had to go to Anaheim, California for the Halo Championship Series, which originally was DreamHack Anaheim. Was going to be our first event back since 2020 when Anaheim was the last DreamHack Live Festival we did. But because of COVID still and Omicron, we basically were supported by Microsoft and the Esports Engine guys, who were formerly MLG, to basically run a Halo event, which was not open to the public. So for me personally, I actually flew in on Monday. It was a very long week, but I got to see all my DreamHack coworkers and hang out. And we actually built the event and tore it down. So my arms came in handy for that week. And then during the show itself, we were just kind of on call and standby. And I was taking it easy, seeing some West Coast friends. And it was a great event. The community loved it. Obviously, they were sad they couldn't have a crowd or anything, but very well run. Shout outs to the DreamHack team that was, you know, basically hired to produce the show along with everybody. So that was a really good time. And then shortly before that trip, I actually launched CEO registration back in early February, which is off to an amazing start. We're back into our massive venue. This will be my second event back since we got to kick FGC back off in December with CEO 2021 at the Wyndham in Orlando. But we're back to Daytona Beach, much, much bigger venue. I'm actually, after this podcast recording, heading to Daytona Beach to meet with an AV team to discuss the arena setup, how we're going to produce everything else. So I'm excited for that because I just love putting together CEO every year. And I kind of want to create something that's unique to CEO with the entrances and like a unique staging, kind of like AEW has the consistent chandelier lighting, LED lighting in the tunnels. I want to do something that's unique to CEO that you know is CEO from now on, because we're going to be in that arena for a couple more years. And just something I'm looking forward to. Obviously, these are the planning stages, but registration's off to a huge start, thankfully. You know, things are kind of returning to normal. I still am requiring vaccinations and such, but you know, if the whole entire country removes all those mandates and everything, then I think it'd be the right call to do so as well. I just hope we're kind of past things. You know, everyone's, either caught it, vaccinated, or whatnot. And now the focus is on the Ukraine war, which is insane. Even I'm just like, why is this happening? Like, what the hell? So, but no politics talk. So, you know, that everything's off and running. The CO main hotel, the Hilton's pretty much 80% full already. It's a massive hotel right next to the venue. So if you haven't booked your hotel and you listen to this to talk about CEO stuff, please book sooner than later. You can always cancel. I'm always honest and letting you know, you can book it now. And if things change, and I understand things change, I've already had some refunds and none of it's about COVID. It's a lot of people just returning to their normal lives, going to weddings, traveling again. And I kind of feel personally, I've been making up for that lost time and just been nonstop, travel, and trying to just make up for 2 years of doing nothing and relaxing at home. Hey, Tifa. Tifa's walking by me. She's doing great as ever. I found an amazing new dog sitter named Sherry and her daughter, one neighborhood over. So they've been taking care of her and they have a couple dogs of their own and she's been amazing there. So, and things are going to pick up. So I'm going to be traveling. Like my May, June is going to be insanity. So mentally preparing for that, physically preparing for that. And my next trip will be actually back to Burbank, California for a work office week with ESL and DreamHack. So that'll be to basically plan out our DreamHack Dallas, which registration has also launched for another big event that I'm excited to have back. And that is basically smash.gg/DHDAL22. If you're interested or you're in the DFW area, really excited about that. We're going to bring back FGC big. And I know the event's sandwiched between, you know, CEO, Combo Breaker, Evo in August. But the Dallas area, the Texas state, has been always great and supportive. And shout outs to Javi from Texas Showdown, which is happening this year and returning, who I've always hired to admin and help out with his team. So always excited to work with the local regions. A lot of things have changed on the work side with ESL without getting too, you know, personal and stuff. I'm still happy with the job, still enjoying it. A lot of people are like, why don't you just focus on CEO? And like, I like stability and I kind of want things to return to normal before seeing what I do next. But as of now, everything's been good. We had the big merger and they still appreciate what I do with FGC. And they're like, whatever you need this year, let's do it. So I'll be doing it. And speaking of esports, Street Fighter VI was announced. They had the CPT finals. I did tune in for most of that. It was very weird, you know, going to Capcom Pro Tour finals pretty much every year since its inception. You may or may not know this. CEO in 2014 or 13 was the first public community event that was a part of the CPT and it was streamed on Capcom Fighters. So that was my official partnership with them where we created that, you know, Ultra Street Fighter 4 team up collab shirt that I was very proud of at the time to be recognized as CEO and all that. So, but they announced Street Fighter 6. It was just a quick trailer with Luke and Ryu looking at each other with more info to come out in the summertime. So I know nothing. I'm very excited to see its release, what system it goes to, all that stuff. I would love to, you know, have it at future events. And then they busted out that community license, which without, again, I can't say much. I do speak to Capcom. I did relay the community feedback to that. And I hope they revisit it, because we helped them build everything that the CPT is. And I would love to have an agreement between them and the community, like, hey, run these events at a local level, please. It helps support us. We'll give you free promotion or whatever. Just respect the IP. So there's both sides to play to it. But it's one of those things where as an organizer, it's like Capcom is at a point where they ran the entire CPT in-house with themselves. And that could worry TOs, but I just will always focus on running a good event. And hopefully nothing bad comes out of this whole situation because, you know, Street Fighter V is still a great game. I still play it. But right now, Guilty Gear Strive and Smash Ultimate, they're in the lead with CEO and a lot of the other events and Melty Blood. And Capcom's not the top dog anymore in terms of registrations and turnout. Still one of the most recognizable IP, still my lore and love all my life. But things change. And, I think to be successful, you got to be able to progress and change with the times. And if something happens, I have the other communities to focus on. So I'm personally not too worried. I am worried for the community at whole, but you know, I give my voice, they respect my voice. So I'm always going to relay the community and the community always speak out for you. And if you follow my Twitter regularly, I don't really make jokes anymore, crack on a lot of stuff. I did make an NFT trailer joke. One day I should have a whole episode about the hatred that came towards my way before they actually saw the debate and the trailer. But no regrets there. Got me way more viewership than normal. So I would never mess with NFTs. I think they're personally stupid. Companies are going to look for ways to make money from it. But I think they're just a fad that's just going to disappear into the night or who knows. You know, but there's ways to work around it to make it feel like DLC in games, and then you get something kind of cool digitally without, you know, hurting the environment and stuff. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah, so that's pretty much my catch up on all that. Me personally, physically, I was in that car crash in October. I've been cleared to fully work out. My shoulder, I still feel the tear if I do certain movements with my right arm. But I've been pretty much at 95% full strength to where I was before the crash. And I haven't been posting any gym selfies or anything. I kind of want to wait until I'm in killer shape. And I've been really focused and eating healthy. And you know, you got to. I'm almost 40. I'll be 40 in August. And my health is very important now to run events and travel. So it's been a huge focus. It's number one priority, then family, friends, and then events and work and stuff. So very fortunate there. So me personally, I'm doing great. I'm excited for 2022. Evo's got their announcement stream tonight, which will be changed up by Combo Breakers Rick and the community and the team there. So I'm excited for that, for Evo to be back and kind of rebuild after, you know, all their momentum leading into 2020 before COVID. So excited for that. See what happens with Sony. Very sad that Smash won't be there. Allegedly, Nintendo doesn't want to be a part of it because of the Sony partnership or whichever reasons. I do not know. But you know, Evo will still be fine. I think we'll see how it goes. Community is excited. You know, looking forward to that and the game lineup and what they do, because historically if CEO or like a Combo Breaker has games, that's a part of Evo, that bumps our registration. And, you know, Evo will always lead the way in terms of partnerships and, community support and media. And that just helps all of us. And with Rick at the helm there, it's good news for all of us and everyone involved and our staff. And so looking forward to that. So that's, you know, that's pretty much my catch up on the gaming side of things. What I really want to talk about is this past weekend. I did something really great, an experience for me that was completely new for over a decade, completely long time. But Okeechobee Fest, it was a camping and music festival that was basically on an island. It's very pricey, but after experiencing it, it was so worth every dollar. You just really have to plan for that trip. It's not a concert you go to, you park, you go in, you listen, you go home. This was a, you get there Thursday morning as early as possible. I left my house at like 5 a.m. If you want to group up with your friends and park, you got to drive in at the exact same time. So we had about a 20 car Envoy. My brothers were in separate cars. I was in my Mustang Mach-E, which I made sure was fully, you know, charged up, and it lasted all weekend and returned home before I had 18 miles left to charge. Still loving that car. I plan to do another video about driving that car and how much it served me well. And now I'm starting to see them all over the road and stuff, and they voted it better quality assurance and customer satisfaction than the Tesla Model Y, which is the other SUV, electric SUV. So, but Okeechobee Fest, you know, a lot of great music acts. I'll talk to you about the recommendations and what I listen to. But my brothers, you know, they've been planning it for months with their, they have a festival friends group that goes to all these festivals. They hang out together, they party together. And I was like, you know what, change of pace. I know AEW has a lot of shows in Jacksonville and all that, but I was like, let me get a change of pace. Let me hopefully make it back Sunday for AEW Revolution pay-per-view, which I did, and went to the festival. I knew what to kind of expect with the musical acts, but I did not expect the sheer mass of this event. It was basically an island where they had like six different parking lots where you would camp your car. You needed a pass, which was like $50. And then next to your car would be like a 10 by 15, you know, lined up space on the grass to put your tents out. And my brother's friends, they basically brought an Envoy of like a 20 person tent you could sit under, and we chilled in every morning. You know, music would go on till 7 a.m. They had stages all over the place. And I just was blown away by the sheer just size of this event and how there was just so much to do. Like from 8 a.m. till noon, it was pretty much everyone just sleeping in, relaxing, serving breakfast to each other on the campgrounds. And then you would, you know, go back in around noon. They had this Okeechobee. It was like a little man-made beach that was huge. And they had a stage out there, and people would just chill there listening to music. And everybody was friendly walking around, and you saw the festival outfits. All the women were beautiful, just dressed up, you know, and festival gear, as you would call it. And just everybody was really, really friendly. And I actually ran into quite a few friends there from either FGC or just everyday social media. And, you know, I didn't pack a tent. I slept in the back of my Mustang. I bought this like custom air mattress for like $70 that fit in perfectly. And it wasn't bad at all. I just couldn't fully extend being 6'2" in my legs. So I would have to like turn diagonally at one point. But, you know, my favorite parts were the musical acts, like the staging, the light show. You know, when you get into EDM, it's not so much the music, it's the experience and just seeing people having a good time. And Rez, R-E-Z-Z, which is basically like, if you like Deadmau5, she's amazing. A female artist that was on stage just killing it. And I've been listening to her music nonstop. Death Pact was really good for me. Porter Robinson was there. Pow Wow, which was a George Clinton band, was really cool to see. They had Pepper there, which was a singer who replaced the former singer of Sublime. And just so many different acts on different stages. You couldn't see everything. Like, I'm waiting to watch these sets on YouTube when Okeechobee Fest, run by Live Nation. And I made it actually a very great contact there while I was there. So, you know, I get there, we unpack, where everyone's setting up their tents. And this is huge. I'm talking like there had to have been like 1,000 cars parked everywhere. And they said there was about 30,000 attendees. And it was huge. Obviously, it's outdoors, so there's no COVID mandates. You would see few and far between people wearing masks. But the bad side of this event, because you're stuck, once you park there, you cannot leave until you're ready to go home. And it ended Monday morning. I ended up leaving like Sunday at like 5 a.m. just to get back and charge my car up to go to AEW Revolution by the UCF Arena. And I was trying to get a couple hours. I went in to sleep at like 3 a.m. Saturday night and then woke up at 5 and I'm like, I can't sleep. I'm just going to drive home. So I drove home safely, got home. But that once you were there, you were basically like at the whim of their pricing. Bags of ice at their general store was $16 freaking. So if you weren't prepared with awesome coolers and stuff, you were basically at their whim. The porta potties. Oh my God. I got an upgrade on day two. Thank God for my friends at Red Bull, but the porta potties, like you could wake up every morning, see people line up and every area had like 10 side by side and they would clean them every night, but you would go up to a porta potty and then you'd see like a girl come out and just the look of disgust on their face to start the day. It was just, oh my God, man, I couldn't do it. In one of them, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to pass. So I Instagrammed that I was at Okeechobee Fest. My Red Bull rep, shout outs to Casey. She's like, hey, you know, we're there, right? I'm like, I saw like a Red Bull logo, but I wasn't sure. She's like, let me connect you. So they connected me to somebody. And right away, they're like, how many are in your party? I'm like, 26. He's like, any significant other with you? I'm like, no, just me. And he's like, oh, here, I'll get you a VIP badge, but we can't do 26. So they hooked me up. So I got premium bathrooms that flushed, premium showers, which are basically trailers and stuff. So I showered every morning. I can't do it more than a couple days. I did take like dude shower wipes, which really helped throughout the day. But for the most part, it was perfect weather. They could not have gotten luckier. Not a single rain cloud. The first day was overcast where I wanted to set up outdoors. And then during the daytime was sunny and hot. At the nighttime, it was like a cool 60 degrees. I was still able to wear like a tank top while in the festival, you know, surrounded by crowds. But, you know, I thought it was an incredible experience. It did great. I don't do drugs or anything, but I guarantee 75% of the people there do to party. There were downsides, obviously, being honest. I saw a seizure happen in person and the medics were there almost instantly, you know, crowd getting them. Like their staff was really on point. So shout outs to Live Nation, everyone that was involved. Like everyone was so helpful. People weren't, you know, like annoyed by you being there. All the staff that was selling food at the trucks and the stops were, you know, dancing along with the music and just everything was so well done. Oh, Meg Thee Stallion was there. The girl that created the WAP song. I'm not going to say what that stands for, but she was amazing, but she spent way too much time, like, you know, getting the crowd on stage to start twerking and stuff. Overall great experience. It had a little bit of everything. I learned a lot of new acts. I want to go there and see what else is out there. Cause when you see somebody live for the first time, you really appreciate their music. And you also appreciate like the production value that goes into it. So Okeechobee Fest was one of a kind. I would probably do it again. It just depends on the time of year. Like I really had to take a few days off and, you know, tell ESL, like, please don't bother me for 3 days during the week before. And just a great time. Got to bond with my brothers. The first time we've done a music festival over multiple days. The camping, again, was a great thing. I met this couple and their friend, Dom and Amy. You know, they were in the booth, the tent right next to me. And this guy had everything, man. He had his own, like, portable shower spray with a 6-gallon tank on top of his big F-150 truck. He, you know, he was cooking bacon and omelets every morning. He's like, Alex, you want? Like, sure. And I hooked them up with all the free Red Bull I brought and just became like a partnership for the weekend. And they had like an inflatable pool. Oh, my favorite pastime at Okeechobee Fest was watching people look up couch pouch. It's basically a inflatable like couch that you have to run, or if it's windy out, we'll fill it up with air. And just the whole weekend seeing people like swing their arms around trying to get air inside before they could sit on it was my favorite part. And I'm trying to do it myself. And I was able to do it when there was wind very easily. So I know my trick to do it. But at one point, Don's like, here, he had a portable leaf blower and he just fills it up. Well, thank you. You know, so he had all the tools. They've been going to all these festivals. And I learned about the entire festival community and just how awesome they are and how well gathered. And just that trip again, Okeechobee Fest, check it out. If you're into music festivals, if you like camping, save up the money. I think it was like $350 plus fees for the whole weekend, up to, you know, 4 days of just the time of your life. Get a group of friends together. Either get a big tent, just be prepared for it. But it was out of this world experience. So Okeechobee Fest, I had a great time. That was the little, you know, away from game. I didn't bring my Switch or anything gaming at all. I didn't even bring a laptop. Just had a good time. And I had luckily service with AT&T. A lot of people on Verizon did not. So I was able to tweet out and talk while I was there. So and stay a little bit connected if there was an emergency. So just incredible time. I can't say more highly things about it. I'm waiting for all the other things, but look up Okeechobee Fest on YouTube, and there's, you know, EDC Vegas, and I thought Okeechobee Fest staging was amazing. Everything was themed. They had a like bazaar at night where a guy would make a coffee while somebody was performing next to him and then serve him the coffee on that. It's like an old school, like grill, coffee grill from like Turkish and Middle Eastern roots. So again, amazing time. Can't say enough good things about it. And then, you know, I was going to stay till Monday because Porter Robinson was their closing act Sunday night, but AEW Revolution was in town, and shout outs to my friends over at AEW for giving me a third row seats next to ringside. I got to go there, enjoy the show. They just keep killing it. Me personally, I'm still in love with AEW. We still talk. I hope to do something with them again in the future, whether it's with the game that they're working on, you know, it'd be a perfect fit at CEO to have there for the community, being friends with Kenny, obviously, and just the show. I think they're going on way too long. They're basically at like a, you know, 5 hour up until midnight, but every match just is so good. It's not like WWE where you're like, all right, who's going to interfere, ruin it? You always get a clear winner at the end of every match. And Tony Khan's booking is just out of this world. The William Regal appearance, you know, he was the heart and soul of NXT behind the scenes. He's now with AEW. I thought it was unique that he came out with Moxley and Bryan Danielson and stuff. So that was really cool. All the matches are great. Swerve Strickland appeared. So they just did an amazing job. And the crowd was incredible. My buddy Adam Cole and Adam Hangman Page had a killer main event. And because they're both named Adam, it was like, Adam sucks. Let's go, Adam. Like the whole time. And then instead of this is awesome, the crowd would chant, this is Adam. You know, I thought it was amazing. The crowd killed it. I think it was about 5,000 to 6,000 people in there. It was full. No masks inside. A lot of people are just kind of over it from what I'm seeing. And I just had a great time. And I got to take home a commemorative chair. My buddy Megaran came into town from a show in San Antonio to watch. And then afterwards, we grabbed a bite. He crashed at my house for 2 hours, then had to go to the airport to fly back to Phoenix. But AEW continues to kill it, man. They're just getting bigger and bigger. They bought Ring of Honor, which was an independent company. People are falling in love with that product. And just had such a great time. I got to sit behind Mike Chioda, who is a WWE ref for, gosh, like 25 years or so. So he was cool. Got to just so many things. And then I posted a picture that went viral of Jade Cargill, who wore a Jade from Mortal Kombat outfit. And I just took a perfectly timed photo with her flexing in the ring and the outfit. And I think it's at like a million impressions already. And websites are taking the picture without crediting me, and people tag me. I'm like, oh, hey, that's my picture, with the link to my tweet about it. And I'm like, oh, we're so sorry. And then they add me in. So all is fair. It's fine. Just there to promote the product. And, you know, Revolution is an incredible time. So I've been having a very good 2022 personally, trying to make up for lost time and go out. Gaming wise, me personally, Gran Turismo 7 just came out. Elden Ring came out. I dived into that for a little bit. Horizon Forbidden West, or however you say, I always confuse it. Incredible, but Gran Turismo 7, I actually streamed it on the CEO Game channel last night for 5 hours, and I averaged between like 150 to 300 viewers watching me do the licenses. Best Gran Turismo since I think part 4 was probably the last really good one. Everything else seemed like tech demo sense, but if you're on the fence, even the PS4 version runs well from what I've heard. I'm playing it on PS5. I have a racing wheel, but I don't want to stream, you know, me sitting in a racing cockpit and then try to reach my computer keyboard or something. So I'll have to come up with a unique setup there so I can type to, you know, the streamers and tune in that are tuning in. But I just, the game is amazing. I finally have a single player experience I can kind of put time into and unlock all the cars. My former car, the Ford Focus RS, is in it. So I'll be tuning that up and having fun with it so I can relive my glory days of having that car. And just gaming seems to be doing very well. Steam Deck, I ordered a Steam Deck last July. I'm on the quarter 2 ordering So I won't have access to it for a little while, but it seems to be having good reviews. Can't wait to kind of play games on the go and stuff. So yeah, that's really about it. Just want to catch up with you guys per usual. I am so sorry that I always disappear on you, you know, and I just been really busy. Things are returning back to normal for me with work and travel, and just, you know, kind of excited to get back to where I was in 2019 before, you know, everything went to shit, and just, having a great time. So with that, I think I'll end it. I think with all the content coming out, Evo announcing stuff, I'm going to try to get back to a bi-weekly or weekly stream. Please reach out to me, ceogaming@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast, if what I should be talking about, things I should be covering, you'd like to hear about. But all is well. I'm ready to put the work in and get back to normal with CEO, dream hacks, and everything else for the FGC, because that will always be my passion. That is my career as well. And I just get excited to do it. But again, I'm happy as can be right now. Things are going very well. I'm just focused on bringing back events, supporting the staff, the communities, because I have a big responsibility for everyone to get back to normal with FGC. And I'm excited for Dungeon Fighter Online. I'm excited for Guilty Gear Strive still killing it, you know, working with Super Smash Brothers still at CEO and DreamHacks. And, you know, I'm here for you guys. I enjoy it. I love it. I hope you're doing well. And I will see you next time. Take care.